Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Shine, coming to you again on another Monday. I hope y'all had a good week last week. I had a good week. And yes, y'all, let's come into the hot topic for today. So, y'all, college football is back. Yes, football is back. Yes, life is restored. Yes. Anyways, y'all already know, Syracuse, I think they play Louisville. You know what I mean? So they play on Saturday night. So good luck to them. But y'all know who I'm rocking with. Y'all know who I'm about to watch that evening on Saturday. My Ohio State Buckeyes. So to my new people that y'all don't know, I am a huge Buckeye fan. All right? O-H-I-O. Let's go. We playing the Fighting Irish. So good luck to the Fighting Irish. But you already know, I'm rocking with my Buckeyes all day, every day. But let's switch it to basketball. Kevin Durant saying he's staying with the Brooklyn Nets. So I'm looking forward to the NBA season that will be coming up later in October / November-ish. So good luck to the Nets. You know, see what they're going to do. I definitely believe Kyrie's going to stay as well. So that's going to be quite interesting. And, sports looking pretty good for this upcoming year. And I'm actually excited for it. But health-wise, monkeypox, ouch, yikes, guys, it is everywhere now. It is everywhere. Please, y'all, be safe out there. Wash your hands. Don't be touching everybody. Don't be hugging everybody. Give people an elbow. You know what I mean? So, just be mindful, y'all. Just be mindful out there. And then lastly, you know, we got to talk about something serious. This is going on back in my hometown, Columbus, Ohio. The Columbus City Public School District. It is on a strike, y'all. It is on a strike, ladies and gentlemen. And I stand for the teachers. I stand for the students. It's not okay that in the Columbus Public City School District, that most of these schools from elementary to high school don't have air conditioning in their school. Don't have good building conditions. The school is not in good condition. That's unacceptable to me. You know, I love my alma mater, Gahanna Lincoln High School, as that is the Gahanna Jefferson Public School District. They take care of us. They make sure their students is taken care of. The building is taken care of. We have AC. We have resources. We have everything that we need in Gahanna. But why can't that be for the Columbus City Public District Schools? Why can't they have some of the same resources I have? Why they can't have good condition at their school when they're there pretty much all day, 8 hours every day? It's unacceptable. So prayers to the teachers and prayers to the students, and praying that there will be a solution to this problem that's been going on for far too long. But anyways, that is it for the hot topics. Let's dive in to the main topic for today. And so let me give you this, right? You know this saying, my body is my temple. Well, everyone has a temple, or we can say a house. And so inside that house, it is beautiful, y'all. The kitchen got marble counters. In the living room, we go and we see a flat screen TV. Then we go downstairs in the basement. It has a man cave. Guys, when I get my house, I want a man cave. I want a man cave, just, you know, for me and my boys, you know what I mean? When we watching the game and all that, it's good. But in the house, you see cracks on the ground and you see cracks on the wall. And some of these cracks are cracks of generational curses, hurt, brokenhearted, anger, unforgiveness. And because of this, the foundation isn't right. And when your foundation isn't right, results of that is the foundation in different relationships you have tend to be broken, tend to fall apart. Hence the reason why we see divorce. Hence the reason why we see breakup. Hence the reason why we see friends tend to break apart. Hence the reason why we see families separate. The reason why jobs, companies tend to run out of business. Tend to see as you as yourself fall apart and then have questions on who am I? And so guys, this is why it's so important that we build our foundation. And the first thing that you really need to build is the foundation for yourself. Because if your foundation of yourself isn't strong, what makes you think the other foundations of other relationships you have is going to last? And so let me give you the definition of foundation. Foundation is the lowest part of the building. A building needs a strong foundation if it's to stand for a long time. So point number one, what is in your base? When we look at our base, what we should see is some of your characteristics and your core values. You know, for a foundation of a business, you will see their purpose, their why. You will see the mission statements. You will see their principle or core values on what they believe on. And so with a foundation of business is exactly what you need when it comes to the foundation for yourself, you and your partner, your passion, and your family. Once when you had those core values, your beliefs, those what make the foundation strong, what makes the foundation last for the longevity. And so point number two, your base will be tested. In order to know the strength of your base, it must be tested. You will never know how strong your foundation is until it gets tested. And in every foundation you have, from yourself to your friends, to your passion, to your family, even to your loved ones, it will be tested. It's so important to make sure you're ready and prepared when those tests, trials, tribulations, challenges come. To give you an example, let's talk about the storm of 2020. Yes, the pandemic, y'all. You know how many foundations were tested and how many foundations were broken? We can talk about business, let alone. I feel like a lot of people, they wasn't ready for this storm. They wasn't ready to literally be inside. Businesses were destroyed because they wasn't ready for this storm. The foundation was broken. For businesses, they wasn't ready to adjust or adapt to move everything online to keep business running. Some business, sadly, it collapsed. Yourself. I feel like 2020 tested foundations of your identity or who you are. You know, with the pandemic, we had to isolate ourselves from everyone. And really, you know, it was just 1v1. And a lot of people mentally couldn't deal with that. And mental health was on a rise. I believe 2020 tested the foundation on marriages. And if you see in 2020, divorce was not at its highest, but it was on a rise. You know, this storm either made you or it broke you. 2020, I believe the foundation of friendships was getting tested because you couldn't see your friend. How was Some friendships, they fell apart because you really couldn't spend time. While some friendships, they got closer because I miss you and we still stayed in contact. That's just a huge example of literally all, I can't even, your passion. You have to be inside. You can't really do a lot. So are you going to stop? Or are you going to get creative? You know, and some people had to stop doing things while other people continue doing what made them happy. Or was to adapt and adjust. So 2020 was a huge storm that I believe tested a lot of people's foundations. And some foundations collapsed. Some foundations wasn't strong enough. And some foundations was in different people's life and different people's relationships. And so my last point to the people that your foundation collapsed, to the people that your foundation was broken, it's never too late to rebuild your base. I think a lot of people, when something fails in their life or it doesn't work, they tend to give up as a whole and just leave it alone. No, get back up again and try again. Okay, so maybe that relationship didn't work out. Maybe it was a hard breakup and we don't want to deal with it anymore. We don't want to get into another relationship. No, it's okay. One, heal first. Let's heal from that hurt that you're dealing with. But rebuild your foundation when it comes to the next person that comes into your life. Don't give up. You know, hey, with your goals and your passions, we're going to fall short. Don't give up your passion. Don't give up what you love. Get back up, adjust, and try again. I'll give you an example of me and my testimony. The story of Shani Sean from chapter 11 through chapter 18. Yes, the age, my age from 11 to 18. I had my foundation and I'm going to just focus on the foundation of me. Okay. The foundation of me. And so my foundation, I felt like it was cool. The foundation made me for who I am during that time period. However, what was testing my identity, what was testing my base, well, the base of my identity was getting bullied, was peers, people who I called friends. And so me getting bullied during the time period, I survived that storm, but those storms still hurt me. Those storms didn't make it feel better. And so instead of me continuing to keep the base I had because I still managed these storms, I went to go seek my peers. I tried to compare my base to other people's base on what can I do differently. Because I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. I was tired of being bullied. I was tired of getting picked on. I was tired of being made fun of. By me going to my peers, they're telling me, okay, like, you got to do this. You got to talk differently. You got to walk differently. You got to act like this. You got to move like that. And so I did that. And that was taking things out of my base that needed to be there. And so because of that, when the storm of just getting bullied, when the challenges of me just getting bullied, when it hit and it tested my foundation, it seemed like the storm got harder. And eventually, my foundation broke. And I collapsed. I was in a down space. I was broken. I'm so thankful for my God. I'm so thankful for Him. For He reminded me that it's not too late to rebuild my base. He reminded me that in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans for you. For these plans are not to harm you, but they are good, to give you a hope and a future. He reminded me in Deuteronomy 31, verse 8, for I am with you. I have never left you. So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged, for I am with you. I never left you nor abandoned you. That reminded me. And then I had a peer by the name of Joey. Y'all remember Joey from season 2, y'all? Joey was, man, he's literally my first best friend. And he told me to don't worry about what other people think of you. Don't worry about how people look at you. Just focus on you. And so that gave me energy to rebuild my base, to take out all the what other people said and keep my eyes focused on my base and stop looking at other people's bases, because you can't compare yourself to other people's bases, because that's their journey. That's their foundation. That's their path. Because once when you do that, yo, I guarantee you, your foundation will be broken. And because I was able to rebuild my base, the basis of my other relationships started to build again. Because when my base was broken, the other bases I had start to fall apart. The base of my relationship, of my first relationship, collapsed and we broke up. That fell apart because if my foundation of my identity isn't strong, if I don't know who I am, how is that relationship going to work? And that collapsed. The foundation of my family, that was crumbling and falling apart. And I was starting to have arguments every day with my sibling and my parents. And then all these other foundations started to collapse because I collapsed. And so once when I thank God, you know, for him and he put people in my life to help me rebuild my foundation. So when I rebuild my foundation, I knew who I was. And when storms come my way, I stand 10 toes deep on who I am. That carried on to the other foundations of my relationship, from the foundation of me and my brother, Joey, to when my future girl, aka wife, comes along, to my passion. I've been doing Shiny Shine Monday for once when in October, 7 years. You know how many people told me to stop? You know how many people told me to give it a rest already? And yet we are still here and we're still moving, we still going? Because I stand 10 toes deep on my foundation, y'all. Hey, maybe your foundation is broke, like I said. Maybe your foundation collapsed, but it's never too late to rebuild your base. It's never too late to get back up and try again. But once when you get back up and try again, be mindful for who you listen to. Be mindful on what you really add in your base. Because I said point number one, what is in your base? What are you adding into your base? What are you listening to? What guidance are you seeking? Who are you seeking it from? What information are you consuming when it comes to adding your base in all your foundations, but mainly strictly the base of yourself? What are you adding? Next, stay prepared, because these storms are going to come. So really stand firm, stand 10 toes on your foundation, because if you don't, these storms are going to come and they're going to hit and it's not going to feel good. But also, when you rebuild your base, take time. Oh my God. I talked about it in episode 2. I talked about it in episode 1. You have to take time. This base is not going to get done overnight. It's not going to get done in one day. Especially the base for yourself. You're growing. I'm not the same person I was at the age of 11. I'm not the same person I was at the age of 18. Heck, I'm not even the same person I was when I graduated from Central State. Building your foundation takes time. And to be honest, you're still going to build. When you build the foundation with your spouse, your loved one, your partner, yes, you build it and you're still going to keep on building. the foundation of your passion, your goals, your dreams. Okay, what you have your base, but that base continues to go until you reach your goals and dreams. And even when you reach your goals and dreams, you still gotta build. You still gotta continue to build so that your dreams and everything that you want to do lasts for the longevity. You always going to keep on building. You always going to have to take your time. And lastly, please do not compare your base to other people. I think that's a problem, the reason why some of our bases and our foundation collapse, because we try to compare to other people. We try to see what Jimmy is doing on social media and see that he is, quote unquote, living the best life because of what he posts and why I can't get like that. No. Run your own race. Build your own foundation. Don't try to compare your foundation to Jimmy. Don't try to compare your base / foundation to Rebecca. I don't even know who Rebecca or Jimmy is, but you catch my drift. And once when you just focus on you, you build your base up. Your other foundation, your other bases is going to be strong. They're going to mend. They're going to last for the longevity. And so, and also, I don't want to make it seem like these bases of your friendship or your relationship and your family depends all on you, no. Because everyone has to chip into the base. But make sure your base is good first before you start adding to your other bases. And that's it, y'all. So we're going to commit into the call-in section. So let's go. And then we have our first caller. Caller, please state your name and where you from.
Hi, good morning, everybody. My name is Asia Robinson. I'm located currently in Xenia, Ohio, which is like 8 minutes from Central State University. I'm excited to be here.
Period, sis. Oh, my goodness. Okay. My sister called on the show, man. I feel so honored. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm up. I'm moving around. I'm good. How are you?
Man, I'm good. Just ready for the school year. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I felt that.
Yes, ma'am. So, on the episode today, we were talking about foundation. So, since I know you've been in a relationship, how is a foundation important when it comes to being in a relationship?
Listen, I've been in a relationship almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years in October.
Period.
And I would say, when times get hard and it feels shaky, well, now my voice gets shaky. When things get shaky, the foundation is the things I always go back to. For us, the thing that connected us and became our foundation was God. So when all things fail, God is the only thing that can save our relationship at times when it comes to arguments or whatever. It's so important to go back to the foundation. And for me, like, the scripture that I go by, what love looks like for me, is 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient. Love is kind. Does not envy. Does not brag. Is not proud. Does not behave itself inappropriately. Does not seek its own way. Is not provoked. Takes no account of evil. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness. Rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. And endures all things. Right? So that right there is my foundation. And I think everybody should live by that, because some people are like, well, what is love? What does it look like? That's what love looks like. If your partner can't be patient or kind, then maybe it's just, you know, you got to take some steps back. Like, either A, we're working on this, or B, I know what my God says love is. And if you're not willing to show me that, then maybe, you know, some people have to take that journey by themselves. So, yeah.
Talk your stuff, Asia, because period. Well, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being in on the show. And actually, since it's like you haven't called in a minute, and you the first caller, you the lucky caller of the day. So please send me your cash. Actually, no, I got your Cash App, so I'm going to send you $5. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, my gosh. Look at God opening up the windows of heaven. No, that's right.
Caller, please state your name and where you're from.
Jalen Johnson from Zion, Illinois.
Yes, sir, my brother Jalen. Man, back-to-back calls, man. Call for my sister, not call for my brother, man. How you been, man?
I'm good, man. Pretty good. Just grinding, trying to graduate, trying to be like you.
Hey, nah, man. I'm trying to be like you, player. Doing what you love, man. Doing your passion. That's what it's all about.
All right, too.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the topic for today, we're talking about foundation. And I know you are a man of God just like me. So my question is to you, how is it important to put God in all your foundations that you have in your life?
Man, it's literally the definition of important. Anything that I've ever been involved in has that, you know, where the foundation was God has always stood strong and I've always prospered. Anything that was the opposite of that always went wrong and left me with some sort of consequence or some sort of anger or sadness or resentment or something that I didn't want. You know what I mean? Whether that was a relationship, mm-hmm. whether that was an opportunity, whether that was, you know what I mean? Just anything that where he's not the foundation or he's not, you know, in it or around it or didn't present that opportunity. It didn't look like it don't even look like he's in it, but you take it anyway, try to, oh, I can change it. I can change that person. I can change this, the opportunity. Once I get my foot in the door, things will change. Like, no, no. It's just like that parable talks about. You know right. what I mean? You have the person who built their foundation on the rock and the person who built it on sand. You build it on sand, 100% of the time, it's going to sink.
Right.
But, man, there's no words for how important that is.
Right. Amen, man. I appreciate you for calling in, and you know what, we showing a lot of love, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Like I said, my sister called me first, and now my brother called me, so you the lucky caller of today as well. So, Jay, man, let the people know about your business, man, and actually, you know, where they can follow and support your business at.
Yes, sir. I'm kind of in between stages right now, but if you guys need a trainer or anything like that, just follow me at @J2Fit_. The dream is to start my own business called Spiritual Fitness. I do have a Instagram page for that. That's at SpiritFit3. So if you guys need any health tips, any nutrition tips, or a trainer, whether that's in person or online, follow me there and inbox me today.
Yes, sir. Make sure y'all tap in to my brother. He gonna get you right. He gonna be looking you fit, man. You know, I can't wait to get back in that gym because your boy needs it. But appreciate you for calling in, Jay.
Yes, sir.
And that is it for the call-in section. Appreciate my callers, man. My family. Miss them so much. But that is it, y'all, again, for foundation. You know, parts of your foundation and just your foundation in general is going to be tested, y'all. So make sure y'all add the right things in there and just keep on building and prepare for when these storms come. Like, if forgiveness is a part of your foundation, just know the person that you had conflict or hurt you in the past that you still haven't really forgive, but you said you forgive them, it's going to be tested. Patience, if patience in your foundation with your relationship or your passion, just know your patience is going to be tested. So that's pretty much it, y'all. But I love each and every one of y'all. Again, enjoy the rest of your week, and we will see you next Monday. Shani Shanao. Peace.